bit of cage cricket and beefeater steaks?
Well, the steaks are coming up now. We had the cage cricket first. It's been a great opportunity. I think everyone that's seen it today has enjoyed it, and I'm really pleased that Beefeater have seen it as an opportunity to get the kids involved. And I actually suggested they should have one in every forecourt of their Beefeater inns around the country. But on a serious note, we could actually eventually be quite nice to build a Beefeater cage cricket tournament for kids in inner city areas, and I think that's got a real potential. And you'd pick maybe six regions, and you'd have a day like this, and you'd get the cage going. Who knows? You could have guys who qualify, and then you have the grand finals day, grand finals day, grand finals day. So, yeah, a lot, and then everyone goes in the afterwards, like the kids are now. They're going to go in there and get stuck into everything. Those poor chefs and the beef eater can get prepared for them. They'll probably be ahead of it as well, I should think. I mean, they've already said to me I'm hungry, so look out the chef.
Yeah, I'm really excited with this. I've played it for the first time today. Sadly, missed the launch, and I think particularly with kids, but also with older people as well. We had a few ancients in there playing with the youngsters, and it was absolutely brilliant.
And all sexes. Girls, boys, mums, dads, aunties, uncles, grandma, granddad, it's open to all. And also the other success that we've had is that taking it into where children have got learning disabilities, and I think that they all adjust very, very quickly because it's in a confined space. You're not hanging around. You're moving around all the time. It's good, and I'm just delighted. I mean, the obvious Beefy and Beefeater was such an obvious association anyway, hand in glove, that it just seemed. I'm just pleased that we've done this. I think it's worked well. I think Beefeater will be pleased with it, and I certainly know the kids are and the people who've been involved. And you've now got the Bagshot cricket team who have now gone in to have a go themselves.
No,
and that's the higher the standard, the game becomes really quite fast and quite furious. So, it's exciting times, so it's good.
No, one of the things that I really liked about it is, as you say, I mean, we've got a beautiful day here at the moment, but it could be played all the year round. Just put on a fleece and a woolly hat, and you could be playing in December, January, February.
How many warehouses are sitting doing nothing? How many gymnasiums in schools, halls are closed for summer holidays, what's it, two months or whatever, and over the winter period, Christmas. So there's plenty of opportunities, and I think if you get things moving on, yeah, it's there for everybody to enjoy. It's very simple to set out. You've got your six zones, and that's it. On you go.
Okay, talking a little bit about food and nutrition, how important is it for sort of youngsters, but also professional players in cricket and sport to have a good nutritional diet?
Yeah, and I think that starts at home when you're a youngster. I think we've grown into a little bit of junk food. I never saw any junk food in my entire life until I was probably 15, 16. It just wasn't there. But nowadays, I think it's probably just the opposite. How often does a kid see a roast joint or a steak and salads, quick food and chips? And that's why we've got a problem with obesity. And unless kids are given the opportunity to exercise, and this is the great thing, and this is why I quite like the idea we mentioned just then about the Beefeater cage thing. You could actually run it on those lines. Okay, in the inner city, here's kids who they haven't got fields, they haven't got, like I grew up with, woods, forests, fields, rivers to go and explore and do. You live in a city, so suddenly you've got all these areas sitting doing nothing, bang, in you go, exercise, proper eating, proper food consumption. It's so important. Exercise and food is, without it, as we're seeing, people are growing, but they're growing in the wrong direction.
I just got back from the Oval, talking about inner cities. They could do with one near to there. When you were playing, injuries came about with fast bowling and that sort of thing. How did you sort of keep fit?
Well, the difference is that, first and foremost, we played every single day of the year of the summer. So you'd finish a test match on a Tuesday, you'd drive in your car Tuesday night to wherever, it's Somerset or Worcester or Durham, whichever stage of my career, wherever we were playing the next day, and usually it was a Benson and Hedges knockout, or as it was in those days, or it was Gillette, or it was a quarter final of one of the cups, or a group game early on the season. So you went straight to that, you played that, then you travelled you had championship matches or something on Saturday, play Saturday, Sunday league somewhere else, Monday, Tuesday. So if you've got a day off in the week, you did really well. And I think that's why bowlers, because they work and keep bowling, unless bowlers are bowling in the middle a lot, I don't believe they can get, you can't get match fit in nets. You need to bowl in the middle to get match fit. It's a different feeling. There's the exposure to the public, the crowd, the excitement, the anticipation. All these things go into it. Anyone can wander up the nets and bowl. So it's pressure out there, being in the field, suddenly you're on the centre stage. And one thing that the players nowadays are very much governed on is nutrition, is what they eat. So it's advancing. Some of it for the good. I'm not convinced all of it's for the good. But it's all about opportunities, really, and giving people opportunities to have a go. And that's the one thing that is different from when I was a kid. Every school had sports fields. Everyone had PE masters and stayed till 8 o'clock at night. And everybody played sport. Now, a lot of those sports fields aren't there. PE is not even compulsory in a lot of places, which is appalling. And what makes, for me, what I fail to understand is, you know, each government says, oh, sport is so, so important. And then nothing much happens. We all talk about it, get elected, and then nothing happens. And it is important. It really is important. Sport breaks down more barriers than politicians will ever achieve. And those are the words of Nelson Mandela. And I reckon he's a pretty good judge. And he's absolutely spot on. It brings nations together. It brings creeds. It brings religions together. It brings just about every single variant all into the same melting pot. So sport is brilliant, and it should be there. It teaches you about individual skills, leadership skills, teamwork, obeying the rules, discipline. It teaches you a lot of sport, and I just think that kids need to be given that opportunity. It should be obligatory that you have sport in schools. It should be a must.